KALW.
One of my roommates is wanting to date now, and if she ends up dating them on the regular, then I guess we'll allow him to be in our germ circle.
It's been 100 days since shelter in place began, and people from around the Bay Area are taking stock of how their lives have been transformed.
I've cut down so much on toxic food, information, people. And I think that's something that I'm going to carry with me.
Locals are trying to keep the spotlight on old injustices while dealing with our new strange corona reality.
But I'm worried that the political movement that's happening right now will die down. I'm also worried about a spike in COVID cases.
I'm Hannah Baba, and today on Cross Currents, it's Day by Day, the Quarantine Diaries. Wednesday marked the 100th day since the Bay Area's shelter-in-place orders took effect on March 17th. From the beginning, KALW's been following a mix of local residents and hearing how coronavirus is changing their lives and shaping a new normal. It's all part of our weekly series and podcast called Day by Day, the Quarantine Diaries. As we begin the next 100 days, we're airing our 14th episode of the series and the final one. At least for now.
My name is Carmen Aguirre. Today is day 97. It's Sunday. Yesterday, we had a small, I guess you'd call it a parade, a procession in the neighborhood where I live in San Francisco in the Bayview. With masks and on bicycles and motorcycles, celebrating both Juneteenth and Pride at the same time. We ended up at a barbecue that was happening at Gilman Park. But I saw a bunch of people I hadn't seen in a long time since sheltering in place started. We were talking about the impact that COVID-19 has had on our lives. I was reflecting back on how I feel like I've cut down so much on toxic food, information, people, and I think that's something that I'm going to carry with me as we start to phase out of the imposed sheltering in place.
It's day 98. I'm Hannah. I'm a recently graduated high school senior. Quarantine hasn't been what I expected at all. Like, I thought only a couple of people were going to be quarantining, but I had no idea that everyone in my life would be in quarantine. Quarantine has kind of been established as a new kind of culture amongst people my age. Like, people are making quarantine TikToks, and there's like a new set of vocabulary, like teenage slang surrounding quarantine. So it's really crazy how this pandemic has kind of created this cultural shift. I am glad that all of us teenagers are experiencing this together, because I think having this experience just makes us all more wary about the importance of taking care of each other, looking after our communities, taking crises seriously. From what I've read, we've recovered from horrible situations in the past. We've recovered from pandemics. And I have faith that we will recover from this one.
Today is day 98. This is Sarah Lai Sterland, and this is my daughter.
Hi, I am Sophia Mitra. I am from Los Gatos, California, and I am 11 years old. And right now I'm actually FaceTiming my friend Roxy.
Hi.
I am Roxana Abdullahi, and I am 10 years old.
One thing that I've noticed is that you and Sophia have become much better friends.
If Roxy wasn't here, I'd probably be pretty lonely.
So do you guys, I assume you guys hope that school opens up in person, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know about Sophia, but I would be really, really, really happy if it opened up, because then I would be able to see everyone in person.
What if you can't hug them or touch them or go out and play?
That would be fine if you would at least be able to, like, see them and talk to them.
I agree. It's much better than FaceTiming other people because, like, first of all, connection problems. Sometimes it's, like, glitchy and everything. And also, people can do a lot and lots of shenanigans.
Day 98. My name is Inga. What has changed in the last 98 days? I think, well, video chatting really became the norm. Live streaming everything. It's crazy. But I don't know if that's gonna be the norm after the corona. I don't know if corona is going away. I have gone to visit my friend in Carmel Valley. I noticed that there's not much mask wearing going on, or it's not as much enforced as is in the city. Also, they do the weird thing where they howl at 8 p.m. What it is very confusing and weird time to be alive.
So today is day 99. This is Stephanie and this is
Julian.
So something great that came out of this is spending time with my family. This is the first time in about maybe 6 years that I don't have a job. And I've just always been used to kind of spreading myself thin. We do get on each other's nerves. We do argue, but through it all, we know who we have, and that's each other.
I don't really like the virus because I miss going to arcades and having fun and getting prizes and restaurants.
And what's something you learned through all this?
You must wash your hands at all times, because if you don't, you'll get the virus in your house and it can infect people, and then you can make people sick.
It's day 99. I'm Lindsay and I'm a new parent. I can't believe that it has almost been 100 days in quarantine. Thinking back on this whole time, it's really been a roller coaster of emotions. My baby, I have seen so much growth in her, just her development is crazy. And it all happened inside without hardly any contact with the world. Now that we're in stage two, you know, I have started to meet back up with my mommy group. We meet at the park, 6 feet away with our masks on. And that has just been amazing to see other people again. Just when Mila first started going, we started going a couple weeks ago, she was like afraid of the other people and the babies. And it took her a good like hour before, you know, she was smiling and acting like herself again, which is just so sad, so crazy.
Hi, my name is Rosie Chavez. Today is about the 99th day of shelter in place. The last 3 months have been overwhelming, emotional, frustrating, annoying. It's been all over the place. Also with this pandemic, you know, unfortunately, it's a different type of normal. It's not, I don't feel like it's ever going to be normal again. The last month was challenging, I would say. It's almost going to be a month because then that's when the whole George Floyd incident happened. And so during this time, it was really hard. It was emotional. I had to relive it. And I've been having to relive and tell his story. My nephew's story, Jacob Dominguez. And I do it with pride because I was proud of my nephew. He was an awesome person, a loving person. We didn't attend the first couple rallies or the protests. We did attend a few after and spoke at a couple places. And people got to see that, you know, this wasn't just a George Floyd incident. And we have families that have lost their loved ones here to police violence. And you could see the emotions with all these young individuals that want to help in the movement. Oh my God, the tears that were going around when we were telling our stories. We've been waiting for this type of support for so long. And hopefully we can keep it going and we can no longer have lonely candlelight visuals and anniversaries when our loved ones' anniversaries comes up.
Today is day 99. Geez, depressing. My name is Ariel DeAndrea. I am an artist based out of Vallejo, California. I guess I feel kind of like a different person than I was just 3 months ago. In some ways, everything that's going on socially and politically is kind of grounding, more grounding than when we were just kind of, everyone was just going along with status quo. I kind of feel like I was just in a deep sleep and that there's a lot going on right now that just sort of brings like all the systems that we have in place in question. And that feels way more real to me than how things were before. And so as much as a lot of this information that's coming out is upsetting and disturbing, the fact that we're having so many more difficult conversations as a society as a whole feels just so much more real. And I've been feeling kind of grounded in that. But I'm worried that the political movement that's happening right now will die down or die off. I'm also worried about a spike in COVID cases. I'm worried about my parents and my family and their health. I guess I'm worried about elections too.
Hi, my name is Reese. I'm the production potter. Today is day 100. I've currently been back at work now for the last 2 weeks after we had a bit of a hiatus because I was confirmed positive for coronavirus and we kind of had to close down again for another 2 weeks. It is still interesting living with roommates, and one of my roommates is wanting to date now, and we've basically come up with a rule that, you know, if you're dating, then you have to wear a mask inside for 2 weeks after you see someone. But I guess if she ends up dating them on the regular, then, you know, I guess we'll allow him to be in our germ circle.
My name is Matt Schuster. I'm the chef and owner of Canela Bistro on Market Street. I remember, like, very much towards the beginning, was floating around about, you know, when you do open again, you have to wear masks. And it just seemed just insane. You know, it's kind of a testament to what people get used to. And it was funny, I was at Target earlier today and I heard one of the cashiers telling a customer, like, oh, I really like your mask. And the customer's like, oh, purple's my color. And I was just amused with how it's like an accessory now.
Hello, this is Andrew Sampek. We're coming up on 100 days since the shelter in place, and I am a rideshare driver in San Francisco. The last 100 days has definitely been a wild ride. After all the quarantine and disease, if that wasn't bad enough, you had the televised killing of a citizen of the United States by at the hands of the police. I got stuck on one of the off-ramps here in San Francisco for a couple hours the Saturday that all the protests and riots started. You know, yes, it was an inconvenience, but I think people need to be inconvenienced to realize how bad that was. My dad was a police officer for 35 years, a police chief for 15. Me, myself, I went to the police academy back when I was 23, before I had an injury that kind of took me out. Police academy teaches you basically that you're going to be going to war on the streets. I was in the army for 4 years. Basic training was very similar. And my thoughts are that the police should not be there just to arrest people, just to put them in jail, you arrest one person and that's the first charge they've had in their life. That one charge will stay with them for the rest of their life. You know, I think the police should be doing everything possible not to take people to jail. And jail should be a last consequence. I support all the protests that are happening now. Serious changes need to happen, and it sounds like they're starting to. But, you know, there need to be some changes in the way that police approach the communities that they serve.
Today's day 100. I'm a shift manager at a grocery store in Sacramento. And I haven't been to the grocery store in almost 3 weeks now. Took vacation for my partner to have a baby. Baby boy was due on June 12th. It is now June 24th. And water has finally broken this morning. So we are in the early stages of labor. And so, yeah, my partner has had very mild contractions so far that are more than 5 minutes apart, but we're finally starting to get this baby out. The past 100 days have largely involved waiting for this child to arrive. Hopefully he will arrive today without any issues. And then the next 100 days are just going to be getting to know a new baby. Okay, I'm going to cut this off now. Talk to you guys later. Fingers crossed for a speedy and safe delivery. All right.
Those were the voices and opinions of Carmen Aguirre, Hannah Nee, Sarah Lai Sterland, Sophia Mitra, Roxana Abdullahi, Inga Petrova, Stephanie and Julian Saravia, Lindsay Sherbarth, Rosie Chavez, Ariel DeAndrea, Reese Kolar, Matt Schuster, Andrew Sampek, and Joshua Sorotiak. This episode of Day by Day was edited and produced by Gabe Graben, Christopher Agusa, and David Boyer. Special thanks to Holly J. McDeed, Julia Linus Goodman, Lee Romney, Kristen McCandless, and Angela Johnston. That was the final episode, at least for now, of KELW's original series, Day by Day, The Quarantine Diaries. You can catch up on the full series, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcast player, and make sure to rate and review the show while you're there. And before we go, we're going to listen to some new music from a local artist. Get me out of this house. I'm about to explode. And I can't figure out how my life goes. This is singer-songwriter Ian Santilliano from Hayward. He recently released this track called Cooped Up.